Coming up, not too far from now, will be the next Tech Next. Joining us now to talk about this from ExxonMobil, Coyle LaFleur, and from Gabria, we've got Connie Fabry. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good morning, Brian. This is Connie, doing well.
Hey, Connie, good to have you on. Hey, Coyle. Hey, how's it going? Let's dive right in. Tell us all about Tech Next and what we can expect from it.
Well, Tech Next is a conference that was started in 2019, and I believe this is our fourth year. We got a little hiccup with COVID, but this is a conference where we bring together industry leaders and local technology companies to get more interchange and economic development going between these two groups. And that's why this is a great partnership between Greater Baton Rouge Industry Alliance and the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. So we can get all of those connections, and it's a great opportunity. We will hear the latest from different speakers, such as Coyle.
All right, Coyle, what should we be talking about?
I am going to be talking about how we use digital technologies to improve safety and operations. I'm on a panel discussion, so pretty excited about that. And that'll be at the end of the first day, which is February the 6th. And that's a half day starting at about 11:30. And then we'll wrap up with a cocktail reception. And then on the second day, we're going to start at breakfast time and then wrap up around noon. But yeah, we're really excited about not just the panel I'm speaking on, but all the other topics, which I was just briefly reviewing the agenda. And we have a really fantastic lineup this year. Very excited.
Let's back things up to talk a little bit about what got this conference started in the first place. Because y'all work in a field where, number one, technology is changing every day, growing, advancing. And number two, that which was considered your industry has changed as well, adapting, everything from alternative sources of fuel, different ways of running things, cleaner and greener being very popular. And then you've got all the other advancements that go along with it. So rewind the clock back to 2019. And let's talk about what got Tech Next started.
Well, it's really exciting. Go ahead, Connie.
No, you go ahead.
ExxonMobil was investing in some new facilities at our polyolefins plant, and we really wanted to use technology to the greatest length that we could. And so through some conversations with Louisiana Economic Development, with BRAC, with Gabria, we got this partnership going on to use some of the funding for the project to invest in local tech companies to develop technologies for us. And as we were, having those conversations, we realized that there weren't enough of those conversations going on between big companies like ExxonMobil, small tech firms. And so really, it was the charge of Gabria and BRAC, that partnership with getting this thing going. And we have been more than happy to participate every year.
What goes into the topic selection?
Latest technology. We want to bring things that are really going to transform, interesting, not only the technologies, but the best way to implement them. So last year, we talked about change management. This year, I saw that we're going to have some people talking about how to find the best software, how to implement it the right way. So anything that we can do to help people along on their digital transformation journey, that's how we kind of select the topics, is what's the latest and what's the best practices to do the transformation.
Okay, but technology covers so much ground. There's so many different possibilities there from the Internet of Things, I think, is a pretty big thing right now. And mm-hmm. this is making its way into y'all's world in a big, big way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's become critical to the way we run our business because you can get so much more information than you used to be able to get. I think the big thing right now everybody talks about is AI, right? ChatGPT, and how's that changing our industry and how will that change in a short amount of time? So certainly those types of topics that are on people's minds are the kinds that we bring to the conference.
Connie, what's Cabrera's role in this?
So our role is to help shepherd the project, and we help to get the speakers and coordinate everything up until the conference. And so we've been a big part of suggesting speakers and working with the organizing team. We have a team of subject matter experts and industry leaders and contractors, and tech companies who suggest speakers, vet them, and put that agenda together. And we have a really fantastic agenda coming together. And for the keynote speaker at the very end, we've got Dr. Greg Upton, who is the executive director and associate professor of research for the Center for Energy Studies at LSU. And he will be talking about decarbonizing Louisiana's economy, challenges and opportunities. And he was our keynote speaker for our annual meeting last year, and he was absolutely fantastic. So I encourage people to come out and see all of these speakers. But the final one, Dr. Upton, is awesome. He ties everything together with the economic forecast, what's happening in the country and the world in terms of energy, decarbonizing, the new types of energies that people are trying, and all the new technologies. So definitely would recommend people to come out to the conference February 6th and 7th. Mm-hmm. There's a one-day registration. There's also a two-day registration. We have the great cocktail reception on the 6th. So it should be a really awesome time.
About how many folks are y'all expecting?
We expect about 300 people. Mm-hmm. We will fill up the Manship Theater. That's where it is. And it's a tech talk style conference where like TED Talk.
Yes.
And so we'll hear some great short presentations on the new latest technologies. And we'll have some keynote speakers and keynote panelists.
We got Coyle LaFleur from ExxonMobil and Connie Fabry from Gabria with us talking about Tech Next. You know what? Before I move on to the next question, I just want to kind of reiterate how awesome Dr. Upton is. He's a regular on this show, and I look for excuses to call him to get him on because he makes things so translatable. I mean, you don't have to be working in his world to understand the words coming out of his mouth. I greatly appreciate his efforts.
I agree. He is an awesome speaker.
Let's get back to the growth of this thing over the years. I mean, started in 2019, doesn't sound like all that long ago, but in that short period of time, this got bigger than Baton Rouge real fast. What's the hope for the reach throughout the rest of the Gulf Coast?
This year we pulled in a partner to help us kind of branch out and get some more global and regional speakers. We are trying to make sure that we're harnessing the best of the Gulf Coast, both in the speakers, and we would love to see some more attendees coming from a broader area.
Got just a couple minutes left talking about Tech Next or the Tech Next conference. When looking at the speakers in the rundown, and you mentioned the TED Talk, that sort of setup, that to me, that seems like it makes it easier to transfer from topic to topic and move back and forth to cover so many different things. I mean, we mentioned a minute ago that technology covers so much ground. Are these talks mapped out in a way that it kind of makes them sequential? Let me re-ask this. If you miss one, are you going to be lost?
No.
Okay.
No, we're hitting it from all different angles, so coming in at any time is just fine. So we start with digital innovation in Gulf Coast industrial complexes, then go on to Industry 4.0 panel, talking about digitalization, automation, and tech in operations. Then we'll talk about innovative new approaches to construction workforce development. Next, elevate your training with immersive learning and AI. And so they're just different topics, but they're all centered around, you know, these latest technologies. But they're not sequential, and you won't miss anything. I mean, you'll miss something, but it won't matter. So you can come in at any time.
Go ahead.
That's one of the things I love about the conference is you can pop in and out, and that leaves a lot of time for personal interaction with some of the speakers and with your peers in industry.
Yeah, also we will have an expo. There will be 15 booths where industry suppliers will be showcasing their wares, and we will have things like the metaverse. We will have things like AI demonstrations and other equipment demonstrations. Folks can put on headsets and play with some of the latest technologies. So that's always a great place to network, and we'll have some great food as well. So it's an all-around conference.
I know this is going to sound like an oversimplified question, but I need to ask it anyway. Who should be registering?
The people who should be registering are folks like plant managers, operations managers, construction managers, safety managers, mechanical reliability from the plants, but also your local technology companies. We'd love to see more local technology companies come and learn what is it that industry is looking for, what kinds of technologies are they trying to employ, and perhaps think about how you as a local tech company can engage more with industry.
And I'll second that. We really, speaking from on behalf of ExxonMobil, we really like to work with local partners. And so, we really want those tech companies to come out and talk to us.
One more time before we get you out of here, where do folks go to register?
It's at the www.tecnext.org.
TECnext.org is the website. Of course, it's coming up February 6th and 7th at the Manship. Coyle LaFleur, Connie Fabry, thank y'all so much for a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Yeah. Coming up on 7.